and taking the weekend and being with us here today. We want you to take your liberty this morning.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for just a little bit. What I feel in my heart about 5:45 this morning, the Lord prompted me. I was wrestling with what to preach this morning. God gave me a message for this evening, but I was struggling for a message today. And all night long I wrestled and prayed, and storms come in and help me wake up and pray some more. And couldn't get any, really, I had a message I could preach, but I just didn't feel it. And 5:45 this morning, the Lord woke me up with this thought, and I've been struggling to get it all together since. Amen. But we got a good God. Amen. It's an honor to be here. I respect your pastor. I look up to him in more ways than one. I'm 5'4". How old, tall are you? Amen. But he's a godly man. Amen. And he's one of my heroes. Amen. And this church is God's church. And God's got a plan and a purpose for this church. Amen. And I feel that God's wanting to encourage us this weekend. Amen. And I pray that I can just be a mouthpiece for the Lord. Amen. I'm nothing, but he's everything. Amen. And so today, stepping out by faith, I told my wife, I got in the parking lot, and I just got nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. But I feel that the Lord is wanting to tell us something here today. It may be more of a teaching than preaching, but I just feel this so strong in my heart. And Deuteronomy 6:3, we know we can probably quote these passages, but if we could just read just a little bit about the Lord here. Deuteronomy 6:3, "Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Amen. And I want to preach or teach or do something this morning about power in knowledge. There's power in knowledge. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence. Lord, you're holy and you're righteous. And Lord, we just give you reverence this morning, for you are our Savior. You are our Lord, and you're mightier than we could ever esteem you, Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing in this house. Lord, I'm asking if you would have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Knowledge is power, and there is power in knowledge. You can debate someone if you know the subject that they're talking about more than they know, because you have the knowledge. And I just want to let the devil know, and the prince demons of this city, that they don't have more power and more knowledge than this church does. Amen. This church is God's bride. And He's coming for His bride. And He has selected each and every one of you that's here today. Amen. Not to fail, but to get yourself ready and prepared for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And the devil cannot defeat us. Amen. And how are we going to defeat him? We're going to defeat him through the Word of God. We're going to defeat him through the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to defeat him, hallelujah, by declaring God's Word. Amen. And we know that there is only one Lord. Amen. So the question that we have to be able to answer is, who is God? Who is God? John 4:24 said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul, who was Saul, who was destroying the children of Israel, or the Christians, he was persecuting them as Saul. He didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah. He didn't recognize Jesus as the Savior. He didn't recognize Jesus as God Himself manifest in the flesh. Amen. He opposed anything because he knew the Word of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Amen. And so he had enthusiasm in his life that he was going to put away the Christians coming up with this new religion and making Jesus the Messiah. And then one day he was on his way to Damascus. You know the story. Amen. He come across the power of God to the point that he went to his knees and he said this, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he got a revelation that day of who the Lord was. He got a revelation that there was something about this man Jesus. Because Jesus said, "I am Jesus. Who art thou, Lord?" Because he was talking to the Lord. Amen. That, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." He was speaking to him, "Who are you?" And the Lord Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." The same man whose name was changed to Paul, amen, had an enthusiasm about him to do something for God, amen, and do something for the church because he had knowledge and a revelation of who Jesus was. Amen. He knew who God was, and he said, without controversy, and I got to find that. Yes, sir. 1 Timothy 3. Amen. Bear with me here. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God," now this is Paul, "God was manifest in the flesh." He got a revelation of who the Lord was. Amen. And we got to get this in our head that there's not two gods. There's not the Father and the Son, because we know the Father, amen, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, so the Holy Ghost was the Father. So that's not the third person, as they say it is. Amen. So we know that the Father and the Holy Ghost are one. Well, amen. And so we can acknowledge that the Holy Ghost is God. Amen. But Paul is telling us a mystery. He said, without argument, amen, great is the mystery of godliness. And then he declares this, God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. And when we get a revelation of who God really is, and we get God in our heart, and we walk with him like Adam and Eve did before they sinned, they were walking with him in the garden on a daily basis. They had a prayer life with the Lord. Amen. They had a walk with God. Amen. And we don't want anything to hinder us when we're walking with the Lord. And we got to stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the second thing we need to know is, who is Jesus? Matthew 1 and 23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Amen. So we know that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world and received up into glory. And John got a revelation of who he was. Amen. In John 1 and 1 it says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, not them." Amen. "And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And he goes on to verse 14. I know this is familiar here today, but in John 1 and 14 says, "And the Word was made Jesus." The Word was made flesh. When did God come down and put on flesh? When did anywhere in your Bible show me where God come down and put on flesh? Amen. He come down. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Amen. "And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. We got to have the knowledge and the understanding of who we're dealing with. We got to have an understanding, because when we have that knowledge, we have some power. We have some authority. Amen. We can go in the name of Jesus, because we're going in God's name. Hallelujah. And we got power in that name. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to profess. Amen. That He's Lord. Amen. Today, if we can get the knowledge of who He is, we've got some power. I know that being born into the church, we take things for granted. And one of the things that we take for granted is the gospel, amen, and the revelation of who Jesus is. We can be born and raised in Sunday school, amen, sleeping under the pews, coming to church and worshiping God, and never come to the knowledge of who God really is. Amen. We can be lost on a pew, but today I want to say that knowledge is power. And then when we got the Word of God, we've got some power that we can throw back at the devil. He can't attack this church. He can't destroy this church, because this is God's church. This is Jesus' church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And we can take that knowledge and put it to use and say, "Get behind me, Satan." In the name of Jesus. Amen. John 8 and 58, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Amen. He is the great I am. Moses said, "Who do I tell the people sent me?" And the Lord said, "I am that I am." He's not just an I am. He's that one. He's that one that will deliver us. He's that one that will supply our needs. He's that one. Amen. And we got to understand that Jesus is that one. Amen. Ask you a question today. What is the church? What is the church? Amen. The church is the bride. The church is what God's coming for. Amen. He gave the Jews, He gave the children of Israel an opportunity to receive Him, but they didn't receive Him as a nation. Amen. So He decided that he was going to create something, amen, that allow whoever wants to come in. And thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank God that when he went on that cross, amen, he looked and said, Father, forgive them. Us. Forgive us. And when he gave up the ghost, the Bible says that that it was rent from top to bottom, the veil. In other words, we can go in and talk with the Lord at any time. In other words, instead of waiting on the priest, amen, and be part of the children of Israel and wait on the high priest to go in once a year, we can go in there every day. We can go in and begin to talk with him every day. We can tell him all about our troubles. Amen. And he will fight our battles. I feel a spiritual warfare going on. Amen. And it's attacking the very solid foundations of the church. Amen. But it cannot prevail. I said it cannot prevail. This is God's church. There will always be a God's church here. Amen. And regardless of what people have said about the church, amen, it's a lie, because I know that God's coming back for the church. Amen. And he's coming back here, amen, to pick you up out of this sinful world. Amen. And take him back with you. Hallelujah. God's got a church. And you see those young people that came in today. They're part of the church. They're part of this thing. God so loved the world that he gave the very best. Amen. He gave himself that whosoever would. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. We got to understand who Jesus is. We got to understand who God is. We got to understand who the church is. The church is alive and well. The church is not going backwards. The church is not failing. The church is not going to the world. Hallelujah, the church is going on. And the gates of hell cannot prevail, because this is God's church. This is God's plan. Amen, amen. When we know who God is, and Jesus is, and the church is, then we got to understand who we are. Amen, we're more than just a sinner saved by grace. We're more than that, amen. I was talking to the men in the prison Thursday night, and I told them, I said, hey, I said, God loves you. It doesn't matter what your past is. Amen. He's got a future for you. Amen. And it doesn't matter where you come from. It's where you're going. Amen. And God's got a plan for this church to go forward. Amen. Like your pastor already said, full of children over there, full of adults there, full of adults there. Tear out the walls. There's more room for more adults, more children. Amen. That's the plan of God. That's the plan of God. We are going to have a church. We are going to be a people that God has set apart. Amen. 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 Who are you? Look at your neighbor. Don't say a word to them. Just look at them. And you better look at them with respect. Because what I'm about to tell you is going to blow your mind. They're a royal priesthood. You think about that. You go over to where the queen is, and wherever that's at, London, Paris, wherever it's at. And you go over there and you meet the queen. You're not just going to treat her like you would anyone else. You're probably going to be a little scared to even be in her presence. You'll probably just take a humble side when she comes by and just be gentle on the handshake and try to thank her for what she's doing and giving her a lot of respect. But she's nothing compared to the one sitting beside you. She is nothing. She's not saved as far as I know. Amen. And everyone in here has got the Holy Ghost. And everyone in here that doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. God's selecting you. God has chosen you. God has picked you out of that whole mess out in the world and brought you here to this church. Amen. Because he's got a purpose. You're more special to God than anything else. So we ought to respect our brother and sister. We ought to give them reverence. Amen. Instead of going by and just messing their hair up. I wouldn't do that. You ought to go by and say, Lord bless you. Love you. Because he was selected by God himself. God walked down and said, hey, what's your name? Garrett. Hey, Garrett. I want you to be mine. I want you to be a servant for me. I want you to do some work for me. And I've selected you. Out of all of this world, you're a peculiar person to me. You're a selected person to me. Amen. And I want you to walk with me. And I want you to go with me. And if you'll go with me, I'll lead you into greater pastures. I'll lead you in places you never thought you could go with. Amen. And he's saying that to each and every one of you. Amen. When we get the knowledge of who we are and who we are serving. Amen. And who God really is. There's no telling what God will do in our lives. Amen. But when we disrespect one another and we disrespect the house of God and we disrespect, God forbid, our pastor and his wife. Ooh, got quiet. Amen. When we start learning that we're bought with a price. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We ought to just come and begin to magnify him for who he is. Amen. And even though we're going through the lowest valley we've ever been in, we ought to come in because we ought to say, Lord, you're the lily of the valley. No matter the darkest storm of your life, you can say, you're the light. You're my pathway. And I'm going to follow you everywhere you go. I don't understand the storms in my life today, but God, I know you got a purpose. Amen. If we could understand that we are precious in his sight. There's no big eyes and little use, and there's nobody better than anyone else. Amen. We're just called at different levels in the calling of God. Amen. But we're all one plane. Amen. We're saved by grace. Amen. We've been our sins washed away through the blood of Jesus in water baptism. Amen. We are selected by God. And when we know who we are, amen, there ain't a devil in hell can stop us from serving God. There's not a devil in hell that can turn us around and tear us down. Amen, we can look him in the eye and say, get thee behind me because I'm a child of God and my God's coming soon and I'm going with him and you're going to hell and I'm going to heaven. Amen. We are special to the Lord. We are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. Amen. We shouldn't take the tuck head. Amen. We shouldn't be worried about what people are saying about us or the church. Amen. This church is alive and well. This church is a revival church. No matter what the devil has said to you, this is a revival church. Amen. And I come against those spirits. I come against those spirits that would try to destroy you and your confidence in God. When you get it in your head that I'm a child of God and this church is God's selected church. Amen. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to come and worship God anyhow. I'm going to worship him in the low times and in the high times because
I know who I am. I know where I'm going. And I know God has called me.
There's power in knowledge. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? You see, when we were our own, we was messed up. When we were our own, we did things we was not ashamed, that we was proud of. We got to the lowest of point of life that we got hooked on drugs or alcohol or whatever's out there. We got down to the low of lows. But yet the Lord loved us. Yet the Lord chose us. Amen. It doesn't matter what your family people say about your family. Doesn't matter what they say about you. Amen. You got to understand, your body's not your own no more. Amen. You're God's. And when you understand that you're God's temple, you won't let filth come in that temple. You won't let jealousy come in. You won't let envy come in, because God don't let any envy in His temple. Amen. His temple's holy. His temple's righteous. His temple is godly. Amen. And if we understand that we're not our own anymore, oh, thank you, God. I'm not my own man anymore. I depend on you. Thank you, God, that you cleaned me up and made me holy. God, thank you that you even chose to come in this filthy vessel and clean it up. Oh God, I'm not going to destroy it. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you because of who I am. Hallelujah. I'm more than just a man. I'm more than just a son of L.D. Hilton. I'm a son of God. I'm chosen by God. I'm a living vessel for the Lord. Verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. How many has ever heard and been told, you're worthless? You'll never amount to a hill of beans. You'll never be a thing. You're a dog. You're trash. You're nobody. You weren't even expected. You're an accident. We just about aborted you because we didn't want you. You're nothing. But that's not what God looked in you. He seen you as worth everything. He seen you as worth dying for. He seen you was worth going to the cross for. He seen that you was worth everything, and you were bought with the price of His blood. Why do we worry about what people say about us? Why do we worry about what people think about us? Even as a preacher, amen, you go to places and you just don't quite fit in at churches, and you feel a little low and you just feel like you're a nobody. Well, you're not a nobody. You're bought with a price. You're not your own anymore. Amen. You're God's child. You're God's select. Amen. And you can go somewhere with that. Amen. You can lift your head up and say, I'm a child of God. Amen. I don't care what you say. I know that my God knew me before you. I was even concerned. Thank you. Amen. Before your mom and daddy even got together, God knew your name. Don't tell me you're an accident. Don't tell me you're a nobody. Amen. When the Lord knows your name and your mom and daddy hadn't even got together yet, amen, you're something to God. You're something special to Him. I know that our second son, that we was wanting a girl. We was wanting a daughter so bad. We neglected. We got a daughter's name, but we neglected to get a name for our son. And I don't know, just a couple weeks, what is it? 2 days before we went in to have that boy, we didn't have a name picked out. But all the time, God already knew his name. All the time. We should have turned to him and asked him, what's his name? When we were struggling trying to come up with a name. Amen. Because you're so special and you're so important to God. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Amen. You're so important to God that he knew you before you were you. Think about that. That's some powerful knowledge. That's some powerful information. Amen. We were bought with a price. With his blood. Now the question is, what should you do? Oh, we ought to come to church and pay our tithe and offering and clap our hands when the music's going and go through the motions. When everybody's getting excited, kind of get excited yourself so they don't think you're backslid, and so you're fitting right in, and every once in a while maybe run the aisles. And no, what should you do for the Lord? Amen. 1 Samuel 7:3 says this, and Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, there it is right there, with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only. Listen to this, and if you'll do that, he will deliver you out of the hand of your enemy or the Philistines. Amen. If we'll turn our heart to him, quit trying to do it your way, and come to the house of God with thanksgiving in your heart and say, this is the day that the Lord has made for me, and I'll rejoice in him. Doesn't matter what people say about me, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. For he is worthy of the praises. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:13. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Thank God we got the name of Jesus. Thank God we got the name that is above every name. Thank God that we can go to him and say, Lord, we swear by your name. Because your name will stand. Your name is solid. We got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. There's more than just coming and worshiping God. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So if you want some things, you got to do some things. Amen. If you want some things from God, he expects some things from you. And it's really simple. Amen. We just got to seek him first. Not after the fact, but before the fact. We must lift him up. In John 12:32. Amen. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Amen. So if we want revival, which this is a revival church, no matter what the devil says, if we want revival, we need to seek him with our heart. If we want revival, we need to seek Him first. Amen. In His righteousness. Amen. If we want revival, we need to lift Him up in worship and in spirit. Amen. Amen. We need to come in spirit and truth and worship Him for who He is, for what He's doing, and what He's going to do. Amen. Those children that came today, amen, I expect them to receive the Holy Ghost sometime soon. Not next year, not the year after that. Amen. But God's doing something. He has selected them. He has come and said, come unto me, I'll give you rest. Come to me, I'll bless you. Amen. I'll keep my hand upon you so you don't die. Amen. I'll keep my hand upon you. And every time you go to a low point, I'm right there with you. I'll carry you. I'll lift you up. Amen. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we get a revelation, amen, of who He is and what He's doing, amen, and begin to magnify Him, what the church is. The church is not dead. The church is alive. Amen. And though the gates of hell shall prevail against it, they can't win. Can't win. Oh, Brother Hilton, you don't know what we've been going through. You're right, I don't. And it's none of my business, but let me tell you what you can go through. You can go through the biggest revival you've ever been through. Amen. You can be a big part of it. Amen. You can be a big part of this church growth. Amen. I believe it's the will of God that this church grows. Amen. And we are in the will of God. And we're doing the will of God. What about you? You doing your part. If you know who you are, and you know who He is, and you know what the church is, you do your part. God's going to pour out His Spirit. This is not in my notes, but as the children of Israel, we're going through to their promised land. I believe it was Miriam, Aaron's wife, who is sister, whoever she was. She wasn't happy with the leadership and began to talk. It's getting quiet now. Told you this wasn't in my notes. Well, get back to your notes, Brother Hilton. Oh, no. And she began to talk about Moses. And it wasn't that Moses was unhappy. It was God was angry. And when you attack the man of God, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you attack the man of God or you try to sidestep around the man of God, amen, you're not making the man of God upset. God's getting angry. God's getting angry. He got so angry that He put leprosy upon her. He put a curse on her for life. Because she talked about the man of God. And Moses went before the Lord and cried out to the Lord for mercy. And the Lord healed her. But He wasn't done with her. He was still angry with her. He said if the Father was to spit on her, she had to be out for 7 days. And at least 7 days, she needs to be an outcast. I don't know about you, but I don't want the Lord angry at me. Amen. And the quickest way you can do that is talk about the man of God and his wife and the leadership. I'm on something here now. Amen. And the moment you do, look what happens. Yeah, she got that disease on her, and then God pulled it out. But look what happened. She had to be put outside the camp for 7 days. But in those 7 days, the children of Israel had to stay right there. So for 7 days, the church couldn't go forward. 7 days because of one person kiped an attitude toward their pastor. The church couldn't experience revival. The church couldn't experience a move of God. They couldn't go forward. They had to plant themselves and wait for 7 days. You see, when we lose the focus of who God is, and we lose the focus of who the church is, and we lose the focus of what God's doing, we get careless. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you need to repent. I'm not here to hurt anybody. God knows I'm not here to hurt anybody. Amen. I'm here to help somebody today. And the Lord, when I walked right here, the Lord spoke to me about her. We got to repent. We got to understand where we're at. We don't want to anger God in any fashion. We don't want Him upset at us. Amen. We want the will of God. We want revival. We want to let the pastor know, hey, I'm behind you. Not with a knife. I'm behind you with a sword because I got your back. Man, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. We got to get our mind back onto who God is and what He's doing. Your pastor might not have me back tonight, but somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. You've got some crosswords against your pastor. I can't go any further than this. You've said some things that you need to make right with God. Because until you do, the church is just going to sit here and wait. But if you're not careful, God may just go ahead and destroy you so the church can go forward. Can we bow our heads? God, we don't understand your ways. We don't understand your timing. We don't understand what's going on. Why things are happening the way it is. And Lord, we're asking if you would, every soul under the sound of my voice, that they would hearken to your words. God, you want to go forward in this revival. You want to go forward in saving souls. You want to go forward, God. And I'm praying mercy on their soul, God. I'm praying mercy right now, Lord. You know who they are. You know what they've said. You know what they've hid in their heart. God, I'm asking for mercy right now in the Holy Ghost. Look upon us, God, with compassion. Hikala sondolo mokola. Hikala sondolo mokoi. Oh God. Oh God, speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, guide us, God. Help us, Lord, in our weakness, Lord. God, you know that we're flesh and that we're weak. And Lord, I'm asking if you would give us strength in the Holy Ghost to lift our head up. God, to be like
those with Moses' arms was down, that they were right beside him, lifting his hands up. So we can win this battle, Lord, that's raging in this world against the church, God. I'm praying, Lord, that you would give us victory here today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If the musicians could come. Amen. We need to get focused back on who the church is, who God is, and who we are. There's power in knowledge. When you know who God is, and you know who the church is, and you know who you are, you can look at that mountain and say, "Be thou removed," and it's gone. When you know who God is and who the church is and who you are, you can speak to any opposition and it must flee. It's the will of God that we have Bible studies. It's the will of God that we go and reach the lost. It's the will of God to fill our van, church vans, full of souls that need the Lord. But it's also the will of God that you live a victorious life. It's the will of God that your family be saved. Can we bow our heads one more time? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, we are His people. We are His bride. And no matter what the devil says, we have victory. I believe the Lord has sent me to tell you today that you're better than what you think you are. You're precious in His eyes. And maybe it's no one here today that has talked about your pastor. Maybe it's someone else talking to you about your pastor. I don't know. But if it is, you ought to just hang up on them. Quit chatting with them. And say, "I know who I am. I know who the church is. And I know who God is." Oh, can we pray? Jesus. Don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let him tear you apart. Lift your head up. Say, "I'm the child of the King. I'm part of the royal priesthood. And I'm going to make heaven my home."
Let's stand together this morning.
Jesus. Can we lift our hands right now and let's just ask the Lord to move in this house? Come on, just ask the Lord to move in your life, in your heart this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we need you this morning desperately. God, we need your holy presence this morning. Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your voice this morning and let's talk to God together. Come on. Come on, let's lift our voices right now. Just you and the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're our help and our strength today, God. You're our help and our strength today, God. You're everything, you're all in all, Lord Jesus. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Come on, church. Come on, church. I know it's Sunday morning, but we need to touch the Lord right now. You're our help and our strength, O God. A very present help in time of need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's all just make our way to the prayer room here this morning. Let's come to the altar this morning. Come on, everybody. Come on, we need to pray. Come on, let's come and stand at the altar this morning. Come on, somebody help Nathan.